in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, and verses 37 through 39, it says, Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. These are the first two commandments of God, and as such, it leads to a very powerful and prominent question. How in the world would anybody knowingly not love God? I mean, with all of the things that He is to you and has done for you throughout your life, is it even possible not to love God? God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He gives you grace and mercy. He makes the sun to shine bright in the sky. He wakes you up in the morning and makes sure that you wake up in your right mind and have all of your faculties. He makes sure that you can walk and are able to talk, see, hear, speak, touch, and feel. He makes certain that you are able to dress and have clothes to wear, and socks and shoes to put on your feet. He makes sure that you had a warm bed and a pillow to lay your head on and lay down and sleep. He makes sure that you have a home to go to and family members that love you and take care of you. He makes sure that you had dinner to eat last night and breakfast to eat this morning. He makes sure that you either have a school to go to, a bus to take you there, and teachers to teach you so that you can enhance the use of your brain and the knowledge that you have. Or He makes sure that you have a job to go to, have the skills to carry out that job, and get paid at the end of the week so you can survive and make sure that your family also does. He makes sure that you have money to go to the store and buy food and clothes for yourself and your family. He makes sure that you have friends and acquaintances to interact with and have fun with. He makes sure that you have a television to watch at home, either alone or with friends. And He also makes sure you have friends to go to the park with, play basketball, football, soccer, or baseball with, go to concerts with, go to movies with, have picnics or bark with, or just hang out with, play in a band with, read poetry with, or go horseback riding or to the go-kart track with. He makes sure you have friends to do homework with or work on science projects with. God is always right there to supply all your wants and needs whenever you need Him. He is always just a call away because He loves you. And He even says in the Bible, in the book of Psalms, in the 139th chapter, the 14th verse, that I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Amen.